that why this team, this city, ended up being a good fit for you?
I just feel like this is going to be the best opportunity for me and my family to get closer to home, and I stand behind what they're building here, bringing in DeMarco. I'm just ready to be. It's going to be a physical game. We're going to run the ball, and we're looking forward to that. We want tough guys. We're going to come out here and just grind every day. And when I talked to them, I felt this was the best place for me.
You know, you can play both, but John Robinson said he thinks you'll be at center. How are you different at one than the other?
I played center 4 years in college and the previous years. But I've played it, started at both guards in this league, so I'm comfortable playing anywhere as long as we go out there and taking care of business and winning wherever they need me.
Your opinion changes probably within a day or so. You compete against the Titans for so many years with the Texans. What did you think about the Titans before, opposed to what you think about them now?
I'm happy to be a part of it. It was a division game, so you always had that grit, and like you got to take care of those games, and you always got your best from them. I remember coming in here and losing, and it hurts. You never want to lose a division game, and I'm ready to come in here and go home back to Houston and get some wins there. I take pride in what I do on the field, practice field. I try to be the same guy on the field during practice and in the game. I'm trying to finish everybody. I might not be the most athletic guy, but you're going to get my best on every play.
A little nastiness maybe?
Got a little bit.
Would you agree with that?
Comes with the game. I got to bring something to the table. I'm not the biggest or the tallest guy, most athletic, but by God, you're going to have to whoop my tail every play.
we're prepared to go against J.J. Watt the most.
Yeah, fantastic player. Practice against him every day. Hardworking guy. Tip my hat how hard he works, and he's one of my good friends, and looking forward to it.
What wouldn't you eat on a dare?
What wouldn't I eat? Depends on what money is.
What have you eaten on a dare?
I've done a little bit of everything. You name it, probably been done. Growing up on a farm down in Alabama, so I had some good times with my older brother. He started out just being a buck or two. Now guys in this league have a little more money, I guess.
How much was the urine drink worth?
It paid for a good weekend for me and my wife. We had a good time.
Does your background and Robinson's background, does that make it easier for you guys to connect?
Definitely. He's a guy I believe in and what his plan is for this team, and just a tough, nasty guy. I'm like, I want to be a part of this and what he's building, and I'm just happy to be here.
You get another quirky, I guess, ritual, the going barefoot, I guess. And has that gone all the way back to high school or college?
I was back in high school.
That, if you will, huh?
Grew up. So I'd take a nap every day in our last period of school, and because that's how we had weightlifting on game day. My brother was a quarterback, so he'd come in and be like, we got to walk the field. I'm like, man, I'm trying to sleep. I got to rest up. I said, you don't do anything but throw the ball. So I didn't take the time to put on shoes, and we started out that year 6-7-0, and he was so superstitious, and I didn't care. So I was like, he's like, no, you can't change. You do that. You did that the first way. You can't do it the second. So it kind of built off of that, and I've always looked up to my older brother, so it's kind of carried on and shown, like, hey, I'm doing this. You started this. You made me the guy who I am. So I kind of stuck with it through that.
What do you know about the of the cockroach story? Can you take us through that a little bit also?
It was just after a hot day in practice, one of the guys said something, threw a number out there, knocked it out. That was it.
Was it a struggle? Was it, did it feel good going down? Feel bad going down?
It's just a bug.
were you old enough to remember the show Fear Factor?
Oh, yeah, I'd win that.
Yeah.
That's what the guys always used to say, but.
Yeah. Do you know Chance? Do you know Patassi? Or what do you know about the two guys who could be playing next to you?
Guys who can really come off the ball. I played at Georgia, Chance played at Alabama. So I really watched a lot of tape of Chance coming through. He was a very physical player. I love how he comes off the ball and what he puts in, the passion he has. So I'm excited. I don't know a lot about Patassi, but I know they said he works hard and gets after of it. So I'm happy to be a part of this.
What kind of conversation have you had with Russ?
Great guy. He's definitely a factor. Hall of Fame guy who's been in the league forever. Just his mentality through the game. He wants a tough guy that can lead, and I said, I'm here for you, whatever it takes to get everything on roll. I'm on board.
Tell us about how you can lead. They've touted your leadership ability, and offensive line leadership hasn't been great.
Right. It comes with the position. If I'm at center or guard, you got to have somebody who's got to be the quarterback of the O-line. So you take that role, and you got to make the decision for the line to get everybody on the same scheme. So you take part in that, and I take pride in my job and what I do and making the calls, because if I'm wrong, everybody's wrong. And if something happens, I'm going to take full ownership on it. And that's just part of the business and the position it comes with. It's kind of built on, but I enjoy that, and I take pride in what I do.
Is the center, do you need to make this your line? Is that the job?
It's a process. I got to earn guys' respect, and I'm going to come out here and just work every day, and hopefully I can show them what I'm able to do and bring to this table.
Do things change for you coming to a new team, you think, as far as you taking a different approach, or just makes you grow up, I guess, a little bit faster when you come to a new place? Or in your mind, what does coming to a new team mean?
It's a new start for it. It's a new beginning of your life, and you can come out here and show them what you mean to this team, what you can do, and it's like a clean slate. You're coming in, you show them how I work every day, what I'm going to do in the facility. So what you see is what you get, and it's a clean start. Definitely. You got a versatile quarterback like that who can move around, stretch plays. You want a guy who's going to make the big plays. You hold up on your end, you know he's going to take care of his part. That was definitely one of the deciding factors.
Comfortable? I mean, I guess you guys.
Hey, it's a brotherhood's offensive line, because whatever I can help out on this team, I'm happy to do.
Which side of Alabama, Auburn, is the Georgia game
up? Whoever Georgia's not playing that week.
How'd you get out of Alabama and get to Georgia?
My father went to Georgia, so that was one of the reasons why I wear number 60 growing up. He died in a helicopter crash when I was 10, and he's one of the main reasons why I chose Georgia over Alabama, because he had a big impact on my life.
What's your mindset? I probably could predict your answer on keeping the quarterback clean and keep him from getting hit.
That's my job. We take pride in him being up and clean. You turn around, he ain't got a spot on him. Hey, that's all. We don't want our names in the paper or anything. As long as he's healthy and our running back scoring touchdowns, we're happy.
Was your dad in the military, or what was it?
He started out in the – he played at the Citadel and for football, then got hurt, then ended up transferring to Georgia and got a degree in forestry. Then he moved to Alabama because that's where all the trees are.
Nicknames?
I've heard them all. Depends on who it is.
Any favorites?
It doesn't matter to me.
People ever call you Cooter?
I've gotten that a couple times.